My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that, a little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
But only good things are going to happen here today.
This is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to the This Is Us recap show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking about last week's episode of This Is Us, titled Jack Pearson's Son. And of course, you guys know already, I don't have to tell you, it was a great episode. And the weird thing is, it was a great episode for me, but in the opposite way as it usually is. And I know that sounds a little strange, but I'll tell you why. It's because this was a Valentine's Day episode, and by all standards, if you look at other television shows and what they do on Valentine's Day, then you would think it would be lovey-dovey and cutesy and just, like, so overly adorable that it would, like, sicken you a little bit. But no, actually, This Is Us decided to take a different route, which I actually really loved. We see Jack and Rebecca on Valentine's Day right before Rebecca goes on tour, and there's a lot of tension. And we actually see that, you know, Jack Pearson, we've talked about it, the world is talking about it, the internet is all about this. Jack Pearson is like the perfect husband, perfect dad. But we see a little bit of Jack Pearson that is kind of, I wouldn't say negative, but like makes him more real, because he is like honestly more perfect than a Disney prince at this point. So to get some realness with him, with the jealousy and asking Rebecca not to go on tour, and we see him drinking again at the end of the episode, that realness was like, damn. Like, I still love Jack Pearson, and he is still better than a Disney prince to me. But the element of realness is really what grounds this show, I think. Because, you know, for weeks we've been saying how much we love Jack, and I think that adding a little bit of dirt to him, not to say that he's a bad person because of this episode at all, but just, you know, to add that element of realness is just incredible. Of course, you know, there's a lot going on with him and Rebecca, and the whole fight that they have, and him asking her not to go on tour. I had the sinking suspicion, as I'm sure a lot of you do, because I've seen them all over the internet, theories that Jack ends up dying because of something to do with Rebecca and the tour. And if that is the case, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. I mean, I'm going to cry anyways, because Jack is so amazing, so seeing him die is going to wreck me. But if that's the case, yeah. It's going to do a number on my soul. But other than that, Randall, oh, poor Randall, is struggling in this episode, okay? And his anxiety levels are through the roof, and we see more of it in flashbacks that this is, you know, has been a recurring issue throughout his life. He just gets so overwhelmed, and he lets it consume him, and he's just like overrun by anxiety and just so much pressure to perform in work, in school, in, you know, day-to-day life with his relationships. It's just an intense amount of pressure. And he just finally kind of hits that breaking point in this episode. And I love, 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 love. It's like my favorite scene of the whole episode, the scene with Kevin and Randall, and how they put it right next to the flashback scene of when Kevin saw Randall having an anxiety attack as a child and Kevin just ignored it. But instead, Kevin hears it in his brother's voice when they're on the phone, and Kevin's like, oh my God, I have to do something. Like, this is my brother, and I have to be there for him because he is Jack Pearson's son. That comes from the episode title. And, you know, he has the great talk with Miguel in this episode, which, you know, I think everybody knows that I'm not a fan of Miguel, okay? But I did like Kevin's talk with Miguel because, you know, Miguel says, hey, like, I see a lot of Jack in you. Like, you are Jack Pearson's son. And I think that gives Kevin the emotional confidence boost that he really needs to realize that, hey, I gotta step up. You know, I did not treat my brother great as a child, and I need to be there for him now. And that scene where he finds him in Randall's office and just pulls him in for a hug, it's just the best scene of the whole episode to me. I was definitely stunned that he walked out of his performance. But you know, it was the right decision for him. So I'm wondering what the fallout is going to be in the coming episodes. To talk about some of the other family members, let's talk about Kate. Kate and Toby. These two, I swear. So Kate ends up getting kicked out of the boot camp because, you know, that guy that we all hated who was like hella hitting on Kate? Turns out that his family owns the place and he kicked her out when she stood up to him and was like, hey, I'm not falling for your crap. So poor Kate. And then she ends up showing up on Toby's doorstep and they are really starting to work on their relationship and kind of get real with things, which I really, really appreciate. And they do have several talks and Kate just cannot seem to open up. And we have Toby opening up with talking about his thoughts of considering suicide, and that's just a really deep, heavy topic to discuss with anyone, and especially the person that you intend to spend the rest of your life with, to admit those dark places. And Kate is just really struggling with talking about Jack's death. So Toby has this conversation with her and basically says, like, hey, you know, of course I love you and I want to stay engaged to you, but I don't think that we should start actively planning a wedding until you can talk to me about those kinds of things. And honestly, I know that probably all the girls out there are trying to get me to stay on Kate's side, or I don't know, maybe you're on Toby's side, but I completely agree with Toby. I think that two people, if they are dedicating their lives to each other and promising to stay together for the rest of their lives, then they should be able to talk about those kinds of things. Like, it's only going to get harder from here. So if they can't talk about that, then I just don't think that they should be getting married yet. And that's not to say that I think that the relationship is going to end, because I think they've really started something beautiful here. But I do think that they need to be able to be at that level. So I completely agree with what Toby said, actually. And lastly, we're going to end it on a little bit of a sad note, because it's leading up to tonight's episode. I'm actually filming this, or I guess recording this, before the new episode. And poor William. The treatment is not working anymore, and I'm really scared because we've all grown attached to William. The family's grown attached to William. Randall certainly has, and Randall's really going to be put through even more emotional distress with everything that's going on with him. So I'm just very nervous for this episode. I say to get your tissues ready. I'm very afraid for the rest of the season, but I am loving the show, of course, but it is definitely tugging at my heartstrings. But I think that's really all I had for the latest episode of This Is Us. Like I said, loved it, but I loved it in a different way than I usually love the episodes. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out more of us, you can go to thevro.com, which is our main website, which will have plenty of podcasts like these, written reviews, interviews with celebrities, convention news, anything you can think of, that's where it'll be. You can also check us out on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram, and we are at thevro on Twitter. And of course, you can find us on Audio Boom and Blog Talk Radio, Variety Radio Online. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next week to talk more of This Is Us. Goodbye.
My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that? A little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
Only good things are gonna happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.